What's up, man? Shit, man, put a smile on your motherfucking face today, man. You alive, man. You know what? And anything that's bothering you today, shit, this the day that you get a chance to motherfucking erase that shit, man. Because like I said, man, this is about keeping all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't even exist, man. You know, because I wrote a post last night, man, and you know, I put it up, man, and I say, man, you know, if you want to be happy, man, you got to talk and think about shit that make you happy, man. All the motherfucking time, you got to talk only about the shit that make you happy, man. You got to think only about the shit that make you happy. And I know you be like, man, but goddamn, you know, what? Man, look, that's your motherfucking life, man. Think about your life, man. Think about what you're going to be able to do with your life after this right here. That's what you should do, man. Talk about what you're going to do with your life, man, after this right here. Share it with your family. Instead of sitting around all motherfucking day locked in on CNN and all this shit, man, sitting in this fucking misery, man. You know, see, I tell people you can complain about anything. Shit, 2 weeks ago, you was complaining about goddamn being at work. Now you ain't at work, you complaining about not being at work. Man, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm just like, yo, man, yo, you got to find better time, better things to do with your time, man. And so, yeah, man, that's why I'm telling you, man, you know, you got to keep put that bullshit to rest, man. You got to kill that shit, man. Bury a hole and dump that motherfucker in there, man. Because that shit ain't no use in your life, man. So I tell you, man, if you want to be motherfucking happy, man, you better do like Big Unk do, man. See, I only talk about shit and think about shit that make me happy. And I do the same thing with me and my wife. And that's why we happy. Because we only talk about shit and think about shit that make us happy. Now, I know you may be wondering, man, like, goddamn, how can you be that happy all the time? See, you can be happy like that when you got control of your motherfucking life, people. When you understand and you realize that, hey, everything that's going on in your life or that's going to happen in your life, man, it's going to be because of you and what you choose to do with yourself and your choices. Then, man, shit, you can choose to feel any kind of way you fucking want to feel. But if you don't think you got that kind of control, man, then you're going to always motherfucking be feeling bad and miserable and shit. Because you're going to always have a reason to blame other shit for why you ain't got the shit you want. But even if you do that, it don't even matter. You still ain't got shit. So, yeah, man, you know, that's what I'm back at y'all today, man. Because, you know, I told y'all, man, I ain't talking about nothing that you can hear outside of this shit right here. I'm talking about me and you, man. I'm talking about the shit that you're going to have to do in your own personal life in order for you to have the kind of happiness that you say you want. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, man, I talked to a partner of mine, man. I ain't talked to this cat, man, in years. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. The last time I had talked to this cat, man, was back in 95, 96. I want to say it was like 96, 97. He was a young cat, man. You know what I'm saying? But the last time I talked to him, I was on the run for some drug charges I had caught back in the day. And he had goddamn, you know, move me around and get me, you know what I'm saying, take me where I need to go, you know what I'm saying, and I fuck with him, and I just always, you know what I'm saying, encourage him every day, man, like, yo, stay on your grind, man, do your thing, man, you know, but be safe. We always had positive conversation, and the last time I saw him, man, was he would drop me off at the bus station because I was on the run for some more drug shit I had caught up in Carolina, and I had to get away, and he was with me that day. But let me tell you how funny life worked. I hadn't talked to him since that day. So all that time, a lot of things had changed, not only in my life, but in his life. So when I picked up the phone and I talked to him, and as soon as he answered the phone, I said, hold up, bro. I said, before you say anything, before we get into what we got going on or what we're doing in our lives right now, I just want to personally thank you, man, for being the person you was back then for me, man. Because, see, people, I tell people all the time, man, as a friend, you only got one motherfucking responsibility, and that's to be truthful. And I wanted him to understand, man, that even though, man, I was where I was at in my life right now, I still wanted him to thank him for who he was back then. And then we moved on in our conversation, man, and I started explaining to him, man, about, you know, what I was about, man, and what I'm on. And he told me, man, he was like, man, that don't surprise me, man. He said, John, he said, when I first saw your post, man, people was telling me about what you were doing and what you had going on, man. He said, man, off the gate, man, he said, that ain't surprised me, man. He said, because even back then you was like that, man. Even back then. But then as we started to get on into our lives and what we had going on then, man, I started to notice some things, man, and I checked them on it. I said, bro, I said, listen here, man. I said, we ain't talking about nothing that's going to bring no type of negativity into our life or into this conversation. So if we going to talk to each other, we got to talk about only two things, things that make us happy. So we can talk about it. That's it. And so he was going on display me. He was like, man, you know, he trying to get to that point. His life said, stop trying to just do it. Because see, that's how I am, people. See, I ain't with that bullshit, man. See, I'm going to just be straight up honest with you, man. I ain't telling you can't choose to do it. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, people. That's called free will. But understand, whenever you use free will wrong, you're going to get punished for that. Shit, whenever you use something in any kind of way that it ain't supposed to be used, you're going to get punished for it. But man, I'm telling you, man, so we talked, man, and I explained to him, man, like, man, you don't sweat none of that shit, bro. Don't sweat none of, man, look, don't worry about who hating on you. Don't worry about what motherfucker got to say with you. Man, they ain't got nothing to do with the way you turn your lights on, do it. He was like, nope. I said, do it got anything to do with the way you get in your car and drive off? He said, nope. I said, well, keep driving then. I said, but what you cannot do, man, is sit around with nobody and talk about shit that don't make you happy, man. See, it ain't always got to be about you. It could be about a good movie you saw. It could be about a good time you had or y'all had. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got to sit around all day, man, and keep talking about the same thing over and over and over again, man. Because as long as you keep talking about shit that's negative, that's all you're going to feel is negative. That's all. Because, see, you can't go there unless you take yourself there. And that's the same thing with your mind, people. If you ain't thinking fucked up thoughts, you ain't feeling fucked up. You feel me? Yeah. See, if you thinking it, that's how you going to feel about it. And I'm telling you, man, it ain't like you ain't acting like the shit ain't there. But if it's there, think about something, man, that can help you get through that, man. And that shit right there will make you happy. But you just can't sit around all day, man, and think about problems, man. So you can't do that. Once you identify what the problem is, man, you got to figure out what it's going to take to get over that problem. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But see, the thing about it, man, if you got more faith in that feeling, you probably ain't going to do shit anyway. And now that problem going to become an excuse for you. And you're going to lean on that motherfucker. And it's going to always be there for you. You know what I'm saying? So I tell people every day, man, you know, man, you got to get up, man. You got to take control of your own motherfucking life, man. Because like I was telling my partner too, man, you know, because I was fucking him up. He was like, man, Jay, you know, and I was telling him, man, but I broke it down. Like, I said, man, look at it like this right here. I said, me and my wife were watching this movie. We watched Django. Yeah, y'all seen Django. And you know, Jamie Foxx, Samuel Jackson, you know, and all the people, they playing this role. And they good motherfucking actors. But they got chose because the person that was producing the movie knew that they could play that role. He ain't go out here and got there and be like, look, I ain't gonna, you know what, I can make this same movie. I ain't without paying all that money. I'm gonna get this motherfucker or this movie. He don't even know. He just wanted to get it started, so I'm gonna put him in there. He could have did that. But he was like, nope, I wanna do this shit right the first time, so I'm gonna get people that know how to act, that play them roles, so that way, man, when they come in here, they professionalism and they know exactly what they got to do. I ain't got to tell them over and over to get over here and get over there. And so we watched the movie, man, and I was like, damn, man, the movie started. It started out one way. Jamie Foxx was a slave and shit. And then, but as the movie went on and shit, Jamie Foxx got there, became this guy helping. He was riding the horse and he wasn't a slave no more. He could act like he wanted to act. He could do what he wanted to do and shit because he wasn't controlled by nobody no more. You know what I'm saying? And then the movie kept going on and going on and going on. And it just got better and better and better. And then when the movie was over, man, I was like, damn, I wanted to watch it again. And I told my partner, I said, that's the same way it is in your life. But you don't realize you the fucking director. You act like somebody else directing your movie. And the shit that's going on in your life, you don't even know how I get there. But I'm telling you, man, it don't matter. Because you got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a nigga motherfucker. If a director directing a movie, he come in and be like, man, I ain't gonna direct that. You get over there, man. Shit, that's still his movie. You know what I'm saying? He gonna get the blame for it. Regardless of who he let got them direct his movie. He gonna get the blame for it because that's his movie. And that's how it is in your life. No matter who you let got them control your life, you gonna get the blame for it because it's your motherfucking life. Man, I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all don't realize who y'all fucking with, man. This Big Unk, man. And this the Wake and Bake motherfucking show. And I come to wake your ass up and bake your motherfucking mind. That's all this shit. Man, follow me, man. Follow me. Follow me, man. Tell you, man, hey, look here, man. Like I said, you can do what the fuck you want to do, man. You could think and feel the way you want to feel, man. Hey, you might think I'm wrong, man. That's cool. I'm cool with that, too. But I'm happy. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm happy because I think and I talk about shit that make me happy. That's it, man. Ain't nobody finna come in my house to talk about nothing that ain't gonna bring no positivity into my house, man. We ain't talk about no goddamn, I don't even want the C word. You know what I'm talking about. We ain't talk about none of that booze. That shit is over with, man. That shit is dead. Like I said, man, look here. I told my homie, man, look here. It's some shit you got to realize, man. When you can't do nothing about it, man, don't worry about it. Not meaning don't worry about it in the form that, you know, you don't want to act like it's going on. But just don't worry about it unless you're doing something goddamn productive to get over that shit. So, like, right now, man, what the fuck is you worried about the C word if you motherfucking goddamn taking preparations and doing the necessary things you need to do to make sure you don't get the C word? Then goddamn, you good. So why is you watching TV 20 times a day? The motherfucker saying the same goddamn thing over and over again. Over and over again. Over and over again. Over and over again. Man, y'all niggas tripping. I tell y'all, man, y'all got to stop playing mind games, man. It's bad enough, man. Like I said, you got to wake up. Out your sleep. You resting good. And get up and start your day. And you got a family and you got stuff and you got things and places you need to go. And then on top of that, you want to think, man, y'all, boy, stop. Boy, I ain't with that shit. So I tell people off the gate, like, stop, hold up. Man, we ain't talking about that shit here. I don't care about it. Because look here. Like I told my homeboy, man, look here, man. Either you going to be happy, they going to be happy, or all y'all going to be happy. You going to be happy, they going to be happy, or all y'all going to be happy. I'd rather all of us be happy. But if it can't be like that, then motherfucker, I'm going to be happy. You can bet that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna sit nowhere and talk about nothing that don't bring me happiness. If I'm sitting here talking to you about your problems and what can make you better, that's all I'm doing. But I ain't finna absorb that bullshit, man. And that's probably why I'm doing it from here, because you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, that negativity, that shit get into you, man. Man, y'all better wake up. But anyway, I want to get back to this thing, man, what I was telling y'all about being the director of your life, man. Because see, like I said, man, it ain't no different than the movies you watch, man. And when you see them credits roll up, they tell you everybody that played a part in that movie right there. That's all it is. Like when you die, you're going to have some credits too. And it's going to have people names that played a part in your movie. It's going to be your mama, your daddy, your whoever you were married, your daughter, your son, and aunts and uncles and whatever, whoever. It's like that. You the director, man. You the director of your own movie. You the director. And you picking these fools to play roles in your movie, man. You know what I'm saying? You picking people that don't even know how to act. But, oh, that's my homeboy. I've been knowing him for 20 years. And, you know, I know he ain't really good at it. But I'm going to help him out. And I'm going to put him in my movie. And I'm going to let him play this role. And then he get on set and he don't even know how to play roles. He's stealing motherfucking equipment. Man, I'm telling you, man. You got to start picking people, man, to know how to act, man. See, when you pick people know how to act in your motherfucking movie, man, your movie start to get better and better. But as long as you got motherfuckers in your movie that don't know how to act, man, it's probably a horror story. Goddamn, a pain and suffering movie, you know, all that. But what I'm telling you is this right here, man, every day you wake up, man, you get a chance to goddamn recast if you want to. You get a chance to edit where it might have been starting off like a horror movie. You get a chance to say, you know what, I'm going to make this a happy ending movie. And you start doing that. But you got to have people that know how to act, man. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Just know every day you get up, man, you the director of your movie, man. And you got to decide on how you want this movie to end. Do you want to win an award for that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? And you can get paid for your movie too, man. If you believe in it. If you believe in who you are and the things that you put on this earth to do, man, and get to work right now doing it, man, you can get paid for that shit. But if you don't believe in yourself in that way right there, then somebody else can get paid for your talents. You'll go to school and you'll goddamn get a college goddamn bill and that bitch be like 30, 40, 50,000 even if your mom and daddy paying for that shit, and then you'll go off to work for somebody else. Who you think getting paid for that shit? Your mom and daddy ain't. They got to pay that shit back, or whoever ever responsible for them goddamn college tuition, they got to pay that shit back. Because you ain't got enough belief in yourself, or you ain't got a game plan put together that knowing that, hey, okay, even if I got to go work for this motherfucker, it ain't going to be forever. It's only going to be to the point to where financially it could put me in a place that I can take this money and go put in it to who I am and what I'm about to do. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of y'all motherfuckers go to work and act like y'all going to be there for the rest of your motherfucking life complaining about the water and the goddamn fax machines and shit. Bitch, I don't care about that shit. If it ain't fixed, I fuck it. That ain't my job. I'm here to do what I got to do so I can get on with the rest of my motherfucking life. But man, I ain't complaining about some places I ain't going to be at. You know what I'm saying? That's like if I go to a restaurant, man, If I don't like the food, I ain't gonna sit there and complain about it. I'm gonna just get the fuck up and leave. Some of y'all motherfuckers sit there, hey, can I see the manager? Hey, you got the manager. You know what I'm saying? Be the ate half the goddamn food anyway, and then you wanna goddamn get a taste bud problem. Man, y'all bitches tripping. See, I'm telling y'all, man, this motherfucker big, we gonna laugh, we gonna cry, we gonna motherfucking get through all these emotions together if you fuck with me. You hear me? If you fuck with me the way I'm trying to fuck with you, man, or the way that I'm gonna fuck with you every time you put your motherfucking eardrums and your eyeballs on this motherfucking podcast, on these motherfucking videos, man, that's all I'm doing, man. That's all I know how to be. I'm just 100, man. Because you know what? I don't need you to cut these lights on. I don't need you to goddamn help me do none of this shit that I'm doing. I just need you to be truthful enough, motherfucker, to tell me, hey, I'm good. But all that other shit that you think come with being a friend, oh, man, I don't rock like that. I'm telling you. I don't have a whole, man, look here. Matter of fact, I don't even have no friends. I got people that I fuck with. I got people that I encourage to be great, you know what I'm saying? I'm in relationship. But my only true friend, man, is my motherfucking wife, man. That's, look here. Now, we ain't going to be talking about, oh, man, what about your mama? Man, what about your sister? Man, motherfucker, come on, man. Some shit is just in up. Man, something. This is why I say, don't let motherfucking confuse the points, people. So you stay locked in. You stay focused. Because, see, motherfuckers are trying to come in and confuse the whole motherfucking point. What I'm trying to say is this right here, man. If the person that you consider your friend don't get up and supply you with the necessary energy that you may not have that day to get through what you're going through, man, and at all times 100%, man, behind you, man, and keeping you motherfucking motivated, but at the same time, man, helping you as you help them along in this journey, man, to reaching greatness, man, you ain't got no motherfucking friend. You got people that you call friends that's really motherfucking dependence. But you can't sacrifice your happiness, people, for your motherfucking friends. And your friends shouldn't want you to do that. But you don't really get it. I told my homie the other day, man. I said, bro, let me tell you something, man. If you about to do or say anything and it don't make you feel good the way you need to feel good spiritually about saying it and doing it, don't do it. Don't sacrifice your happiness to get a point across. You feel me? Like, don't sacrifice your happiness to sit around and talk with people about negative shit, man, that ain't gonna make you feel the way you need to feel in your own personal life, man, to go about the business you need to go about, man, because sometimes y'all motherfuckers not alone. Some of y'all motherfuckers got real families that you got to go home to. Right now, it's motherfucker complaining about being home. You know why? Because they got to deal with what's really going on in their lives. Because see, when everything else going on, you could be running around here. You got to be at work. You got to go to this right here. You got to do all these other extra activities and shit right here. So you really ain't got to really focus on this shit right here. And see, that's why I told my partner this right here, man. See, in life, man, shit, you got to get to some money. You got to be financially successful in your life if you want to be walking around here. Now, I ain't saying you got to. Motherfucker, don't get it for. I ain't saying you got to, but that's just a choice that I choose to make. Is to make sure I'm always up making, doing some shit that's going to bring me up. Man, that's all I'm saying. But while you doing that, you got to have mental success. You got to have spiritual success. And you got to have physical success. And you got to do all four of these things at the same time. Because like I told you in that last post, and I tell you again, you can't think you're going to get some money and then come back and straighten up everything, man. It don't work out like that a lot of times for people. You have to get up every day, and especially when you ain't got no money. You got to be mentally, physically, and spiritually strong through them times. Because when you ain't got no money, and you getting up and you trying to get up, man, and strive to be the best you can be, you got to be mentally strong for this shit. You got to be spiritually strong for this shit. And you got to be physically strong for this shit. So when you hear Big Unk talk about being successful and how successful I am in my life, man, that's the shit I'm talking about. See, because like I tell you something, man, if you about getting to some money, man, you ain't even got to talk about that kind of shit. See, I ain't in here to boast and brag about some money, because I'm going to tell you, I ain't the richest motherfucker in the world, but I'm damn sure the most successful motherfucker in the world when it come to all four pillars being all complete at one time, every day, all day, throughout the rest of my life, and me and my wife's life. That's how we rock, man. Man, we don't deal with motherfucking issues and shit like that, man. We not stressing around here, man. Because you know what, man? We got enough faith in ourselves, man, that we don't believe nothing can come in our life, man, and stop us from doing the things that we want to do. No more than we can do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much paint get on my shirt if I'm trying to paint my house, people. I ain't losing focus. Some of y'all motherfuckers paint. Oh, Lord, look at the paint. It's on my shirt. Oh, I fuck my paint. You got to paint this goddamn room. Who give a fuck about that shit? First of all, you shouldn't have wore the goddamn shirt. So that's your fault. See, that's how it is in your life, man. Everything come back to you. Even if it ain't your fault, it's your fault because it's your motherfucking life. Like if you invite somebody into your house and they come in here and they knock everything down and they steal stuff and then they leave, shit, ain't no need to get mad at them, nigga. You invited them in your house. That's your house. That's your fault. That's your fault. I don't give a fuck what the fuck happened. If you tell a motherfucker to cook a pizza for you and you hungry and they burn it, nigga, that's your fault. You should have did it. You should have did it. That's just like when I was watching Coming to America when I was a little boy. I was wondering, man, why Eddie Murphy played all them parts himself? I like, man, damn, he played damn near all the niggas in the barbershop. Except for Arsenio Hall and shit. Shit, he was still, like, Norbert and goddamn, Professor Crump and shit. I was like, man, Eddie Murphy, why he be doing all that shit? Or Tom Cruise, when he do his own stunts? Or Will Smith, when he doing his own shit? You be like, man, these niggas got all this money. Why is they doing that? Because, man, sometimes, man, you got to do shit yourself. That's just like in your life. You got to stop always waiting and needing people to do shit for you and do it your motherfucking self. Because, see, they probably thinking like this right here. Shit, yeah, I could get somebody to play that part, but they ain't going to play it. They ain't going to give it the feeling I know it need to have. They ain't gonna say it with an accent I know it's gonna need to take. And that's how you have to realize in your life, man, you can't be doing and expecting people to play parts in your life, man, if you think they can't play the part. Why even set yourself up for that failure? Why even assume a motherfucker can do something if you don't know if they can do it or not? Shit. I'm gonna tell you another motherfucker thing, too. Like I told you, man, don't you think a lot of these prayers and things you be asking God for, don't you think that sound like the work you should be doing? Don't you, man, I'm telling you, sometimes, man, y'all be asking God to do shit, man, and that's your work. Make you happy. That's your job. Get me some money. That's your job. Take people out of my life. That's your job. Man, I'm telling you, man, big, I'm going to keep 100, man, because I'm going to tell you, man, I got so much faith in God, man, I don't ask big, God don't ask the big G for nothing. I don't ask God for nothing. I don't even want to offend him. Because I believe God got feelings too. Man, I'm telling y'all, man, this is the Waking Goddamn Bake Show, man. This Big Unk. Coming live at the rig. Smoke good too, man. I ain't never told you. If I ain't told y'all about that, you know, So if I come to your town, man, and you smoking like I smoke, man, share something with your man. Let's talk about some shit and blow this shit out. But, man, let's enjoy life too, man. Because like I tell people, man, you got to be great in your circumstances, man. Because I'm going to tell you, no matter what I went through in my life, man, I was better than that shit, and I knew it. So that shit wasn't going to stop me. Because I always believe, man, shit going to get better if you make it better. Because when I got shot, man, all the prayers in the world couldn't stop them bullets. They was meant to hit me. Because the nigga that was shooting them was shooting them at me. You have to realize, man, you ain't going to pray your way out of this shit, man. You ain't going to pray your way out of this shit, man. This your life, this your journey, and this is what you're going to have to do in order to be successful in your own motherfucking life, man. Because God don't need your credit, people. God don't need you to be sitting around telling people how God got you out of that situation. God ain't got you out of nothing. God gave you the motherfucking day that he blessed you with. And he gave you free will to make the choice to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, if you got a motherfucker in your life, man, that don't mean you no good, man, and you stay around, that's your motherfucking choice. And if you got some people in your life, man, that you so fearful of, man, go tell somebody, man. Let somebody know. Because if you don't, man, you can't blame nobody for not being able to save you if they don't know what's going on in your life. See, like I tell people, when you think you ain't got a choice, you still got one. You just got to be brave enough to make that motherfucker. Because like I said, man, if you sacrifice your happiness, you might as well sacrifice your life. Because you're going to do that anyway. Like I said, man, you have to think and talk about shit that make you happy. And it ain't always got to be about you. Even if you talking to somebody, talk about shit that's going to uplift them and help them get through what they're going through. Don't allow nobody to come around you and talk about nothing negative. Help them and talk to them about something positive that's going to help them get through what they're going through, and it'll get their energy in the place to be. I told my homie, man, I did a poll, man, you know, that's what that dead battery about. Y'all be around here goddamn trying to charge motherfuckers up all the time. Motherfucker come around your house with a dead battery. Man, hey, man, you give me a jump, man. I'm feeling bad, man. I need some motivational shit. I'm like, that shit good for a charge battery. But for a dead battery, it's just going to get you to the next stop, and then you're going to be dead again. But I know, man, I've been talking for a minute, man. But I'm telling you, man, I'm big on this shit, man, about personal success, man. Personal success. That's big up message to y'all, man. Personal, independently, your own shit. That's all I'm talking about, man. I ain't talking about no goddamn nothing else. No new, no basketball. Who made the most shots? Goddamn who dribbling? Who got the most money? Who got... Because that shit ain't got nothing to do with me and your success at all. And if you think about that shit too long, it's going to make you feel even more worse. So yeah, that's all I'm talk about on here. So if you want a place to find comfort and knowing that you can get some information, man, that's going to give you the energy and may change your mind about how you feeling about your life, then come fuck around here. Come to the Wake and Bake Show with Big Unk. And if you smoke something, light it up and smoke it with me too. I ain't got to hit your shit. Shit, I got mine anyway. But if you don't, then clear the smoke out your face and listen to what I got to say, man, because it's about to goddamn inspire, man. Because I can't motivate you. Them your goddamn car keys. You got to crank your own motherfucking car up. Motherfucking, oh, he motivated me. Can't nobody motivate you. Can't nobody motivate you. Dang, you got keys in your pocket? You get in your car? If you don't push that push button or you don't take them keys out your pocket and crank it up, that bitch ain't going to crank up. And that's the same way in your life. Can't nobody motivate you, man. You got to motivate your motherfucking self. As soon as you open your eyes, put them eyelids to the sky and them toenails on the ground, that's when it start. Matter of fact, it start before the feet hit the ground. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're going to put. That's what make you get out of bed, is because you be so ready to go. But if you ain't ready to go, you will stay up under that cover or wherever the fuck you horizontally at and stay there. That's why dead people stay in the casket, because they can't choose to get up. But you can. So get your motherfucking ass up, people. And that's just another one for you, man, Big Unk. I'm just going to stop it like that, man. Y'all already know, man, because I'm telling you, I could go on. But, you know, I do this, man. I'm telling you. And like I told you, ain't no cue cards in this bitch. Ain't no goddamn monitor running up behind. I ain't got that far yet. And even when I do get that far, I don't need that shit, man. This shit come from where it's at. From the mind, from the heart to the mind, or from the mind to the heart. I think it's from the mind to the heart. Because the heart just pumping. But the mind keep the heart pumping. Keep your heart pumping. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got that negative thoughts and it's fucking with your heart. You know what I'm saying? That shit'll kill you. You ain't got to be drinking to get cirrhosis of the liver. You can think negative all day and then that shit can happen like that too. So you just have to stay mentally prepared, man. Because your mental shit fuck with your physical shit. And your physical shit fuck with your pockets. And your pockets fuck with your life. Just like that. Well, I'm telling you, I'm bad, boy. I'm telling you, I'm bad with this shit, man. I'm telling you, this is my passion. I love to do this shit, man. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, if you want to listen to it. Because I'm good in my own life. But I ain't gonna stop you from, I ain't gonna let you stop me from getting to no paper. Because see, I got to do that. Then we can talk about what we can talk about, man. But as far as walking up on me, man, and finding me in a place, man, where I can't give you this shit, boy, you better stop. I'm charged up. What's that guy? What's your electric company in your city, your town? That's who I am. In Georgia, I think it's Georgia Southern or Southern Bell, whoever the fuck you're getting your shit from, you can get it from me too. But anyway, people, like I said, man, I'm about to goddamn wrap this thing up, man, you know, because y'all got a wife that I need to go talk to, man, and tell her how much I love her and thank her for being a part of my life and keeping me grounded, even at times when, you know, I might have not, you know, but hey, it's all good because we want to be at anyway, people. Like I said, man, this is live and direct, man. I ain't finna stop, pack, record, back it up, and none of that shit. You gonna get it all. If I fuck up, I fuck up. If I choke on this goddamn weed, I'm gonna choke on this goddamn weed, and you gonna hit me. But I'm gonna get back to business, man, because I'm staying focused. And that's what y'all do, people. So from your man, Big Ump, man, y'all know how I motherfucking do. Before I end my motherfucking shows, man, I like to tell y'all thank y'all. But also, man, say it with me. Motherfucking checkmate.